Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Tet Mishnah Yud Bet. In the last Mishnah, we said that we're talking about a situation where the actual person who was stolen from is dead. So the thief has to take the money and the asham and bring it directly to the Kohanim and give it to them in order to receive Teshuvah. If the thief died on the way, there's no need for his heirs to take the money and the Korban Hashem to the Kohanim, because Teshuvah is not possible at that point in time because the person has already died. Here we'll talk about what happens if the thief paid the Kohanim, then he died, but before he gave the Korban Hashem, what happens in this case? Do the Kohanim have to return the money? Mishnah says, Natan ta kesef le'anshe mishmar v'amet. Let's say the man, the thief, gave the money to the group of Kohanim who were serving the Beit HaMikdash that week, the Mishmar, and then he died before the Asham was brought. And ha-yorshim yecholim lehotzi miyadam. The inheritors, the heirs to his estate, can't take the money back from them, even though the thief is not able to bring the Korban Asham and he's not able to receive a full Teshuvah. The money does not return to the heirs. Shene Emar, like the Pasuk says, Ish asher yiten lakohen lo yehyeh. What a man gives to the Kohen, it should be his, which tells us that once the Kohanim receive money, the money is completely theirs, and in no scenario would the money ever be returned to the person who gave it to them. Now, we'll talk about what if he gave the money to one group of Kohanim and the Asham to another group of Kohanim. The group of Kohanim is called the Mishmar. Natana kesef le yehorav the Asham lidaya. Let's say he gave the money to Yehoyariv, which is the name of the first Mishmar, and then he gives the Asham to Yedaya, which is the second Mishmar during its time. Yatsa, he fulfilled his obligation because he made the payment first to the first Mishmar, and then he gave the Asham to the second Mishmar, or it was done after the money was paid, which is the correct order, so therefore he has fulfilled his obligation. But if he did the opposite, Asham liYehoyariv, veKesef liDaya, if he gave the Asham to the Yehoyariv, which is the first Mishmar, and the money to Yedaya, which is the second Mishmar, we say, Im Kayam HaAsham, if the Asham is still there, that means Yehoyariv didn't bring the Korban yet, Yakrivuhu b'nei Yedaya. We take that Korban and we give it to Yedaya, who is from the second Mishmar, to offer it instead. And therefore, the proper sequence of events happened, the money was given, and then the Asham was brought. That would work. V'im lav, but if the Asham does not exist, because the first Mishmar, Yehoyariv, already brought it, Yahazor v'yavi Asham aher, then the thief has to go bring another Korban Asham and give it afterwards, because you can't have the Korban Asham brought before the money is paid. So now that the money was paid, he has to bring another Korban in order to receive atonement. Because a person who brought the payment for stealing before he brought the Asham has fulfilled his obligation. Payment, then the Asham works. But if he brought the Asham, the Korban, before he brought payment for the theft, he has not fulfilled his obligation. There's no teshuvah for that thief unless he pays first and then brings the asham later. But what does he have to pay? We'll qualify that statement. What money has to be brought first before the asham? Natan ta keren v'lo natan ta homesh. If he gave the Kohanim the principal, but he didn't bring the homesh, the 1/5 fine that he has to bring because he lied, en a homesh me'akev, then the fifth does not hold back from his teshuvah. As long as the asham was brought after the principal was paid, it brings him teshuvah, even though the 1/5 has not been paid yet.